League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Only once ever before was my dog as sick as she was this past weekend.
Oh, man. Really?
Oh, yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What did your dog eat that they should not have eaten, Santa and Raven? Mm. 2 years ago when we first got Lila Bear, and Lila Bear, she's a special dog. She is very incredibly fearful. So she's very food-driven, which is the only thing that really truly brings her happiness.
Okay, right.
So one day, I ordered a whole bunch of Korean short ribs. And
right.
Remember this?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Boy.
Right, the braised short ribs.
Yeah, and my husband, he came home late from work, and I was so mad that he was so late that I decided to give Lila the short ribs, thinking that I was giving her a treat. And I ended up spending the night in the vet ER because she had terrible gas, which I thought was so many worse things.
It was terrifying.
It was awful.
I just went through this with my puppy this weekend here, where he went into anaphylactic shock. They don't know why. They don't know what he was exposed to. He had to spend the overnight at the hospital, too. Expensive, but scary.
Like it
blood
is
pressure
scary.
Low, you know, way low. You think, you know, if you're not home, what could happen in that case?
You think I would have learned my lesson after that situation? No, because I was over at my aunt's house, and she had given me a ton of meatballs.
Right.
That's what they do. They send you home with more meatballs than you could ever eat. Now, Zierita's meatballs are delicious.
Delicious.
And I was like, you know what? Lila's been a good girl. Let me give her a few of these delicious Zierita meatballs.
How many meatballs did you give the dog?
Six.
That seems excessive.
Was.
It's a good amount of, I mean, maybe one.
It was her dinner.
You replaced her dinner with human food. Six. What were the meatballs made with?
Beef and garlic and oil.
Garlic!
And onion.
Garlic and oil. Garlic is not good for dogs.
Now I know. I've learned.
Okay, good.
And she was violently ill. She was throwing up. It was awful.
It's
awful,
no fun.
Awful.
It's scary.
But so I always find it incredible because my dog Lila is obsessed with eating my baby Dakota's toys. She eats the fridge magnets. She eats the Elmos. She eats every time I turn my back for 1 second. That dog, I think she's jealous of the baby.
Yeah, of course.
She's eating another one of her toys.
They're protective, but at the same time, they don't understand one toy is the next. Or maybe they do understand explicitly.
Oh, no. Lila knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Baxter ate the squeaker out of his lamb chop. Just recently. His mini Chewbacca. Can't find it. Came with the Millennium Falcon. There's a mini Han Solo and a mini Chewbacca. I know he loved the Chewbacca. That Chewbacca's gone.
He ate it.
Haven't seen it in months.
Definitely.
He ate the arm of his brother's baby monkey.
Aww.
Right.
Right.
Barkley's special baby toy.
Yeah.
He ate the arm of that. And then he also ate my turkey sandwich. So I sat down the other day. Sandwich is in my hands. I pick
Went
it up,
it.
Go to put it in my mouth, and he took a bite of it.
Well.
And I wasn't like, oh, you check it out there. No, he jumped over, took a bite of the sandwich. It was like being in prison with a 12-pound Chihuahua Terrier mix.
1-800-330-9999. What was that crazy thing that your dog ate that they sure shouldn't have? 1-800-330-9999. What did your dog eat? It's Hannah and Raven. Over the weekend, I thought I was giving my dog Lila a treat. I was giving her Zierita's meatballs. My aunt had sent me home with a whole bunch of meatballs. It had been a few days, and they were starting to go bad. I'm like, oh, I'm going to give her a treat.
Oh,
big mistake.
You left that part out, too, where you think that they actually might have been going bad.
Yeah, I mean, they were like 3 days old. And under normal circumstances, I would eat those, but like it was 3 days. I'm like, no one's eating these. We have so much food in the fridge.
Six for a dog instead of a meal, and they're heavy on garlic. Maybe not the best idea.
But, you know, my dog eats everything.
Right.
Yeah.
My dog... Barkley is the same way. Anything at ground level that he can get any sort of close access to, he will eat it.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
I remember Lila Bear ate. I had a pair when I was pregnant. My feet were so swollen and so big that I only had one pair of shoes that would fit.
Mm.
You know, and I loved them. And she ate them. And it was the first time that I wept like a child during that pregnancy.
The only pair of shoes that would accept you the planet over.
Gosh, my feet were so big. And when she ate those shoes, I literally was crying,
you
sobbing
felt defeated.
To my husband, I have no shoes. I have no shoes. Oh, man.
And the dog just wags its tail in the corner. Maybe looks at the floor in shame when she realizes I love it.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did your dog eat?
So last night, my dog ate through his flea collar.
Ate through the flea collar, or like digested, swallowed, and like now the flea collar is in his bum?
Thankfully, he chewed through it. Just chewed right through it to get it off because he didn't want it on.
Well, that's better than eating it. I was picturing like Homer Simpson when that piece of like the nuclear rod ends up in his hood and he goes home with it. Yeah, that would be bad.
Thank you for the call.
Best of luck dealing with that today.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, what did your dog eat that they shouldn't have?
My wife's birthday cake.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no.
How low was that cake? Was it on the regular height table, or was it lower than normal?
It was on the kitchen counter, and he found his way up there. Got from the H to the Y.
Oh, man. All the best parts. You know, one thing that's amazed me is my dog Barkley's ability to eat things sideways. So he has his head sideways laying on the table because he's reaching up. He's standing on his back legs, and he's holding onto the table or the chair for support.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got his head sideways, and he can make his tongue about 2 feet long.
To get it.
To get
Absolutely.
Something from the plate into his mouth.
The way they maneuver their heads is amazing when they're looking for food.
It's astounding.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
But I can't get him to tilt to the left for a photo.
Anna and Raven, what did your dog eat?
$120.
Oh. $120?
Does it come out the other end?
Oh, yeah.
What do you
Who
do?
Cleaned it?
I got change.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Oh, that stinks. Anna and Raven, what did your dog eat?
My dog ate a football glove.
Good. So was there a blockage, or did he pass that entire football glove?
No, we had to induce vomiting, and he vomited it out.
Yeah, Anna considers herself a doctor now. She grabs the garden hose. Old school.
Oh, gosh.
Shoves it right in there. One end to the other. Something's going to come out.
Yuck. Laura wrote on her Facebook page that her dog ate silicone chicken cutlet, the one that goes into your bra.
Oh. I didn't even know. What, wait a minute.
They
what?
Have like these, like, they look like chicken cutlets, but they're silicone, and you put them in your bra to make yourself a little more shapely.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Okay.
Oh, man. If you see that, your dog with that in its mouth, you're like, uh-oh. We've been talking about this because my dog got violently sick over the weekend because I gave her meatballs. But, man, I didn't think it'd be such a big deal. She eats everything in my house. She eats the baby toys, magnets, anything she can get her mouth on.
Some of it stays down. Some of it comes back up.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what did your dog eat?
Hi. My dog ate a Duraflame log.
Oh, no.
A what?
A Duraflame log. They use them to start. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what it is? It must be a texture thing because they're hard but kind of soft. I can't imagine that tastes very well. It smells a little bit like kerosene.
Well, she ate about half of it, so it must have tasted pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disgusting.
Like a full-size one?
Yeah, like a full-size one.
Oh, man. Doug, tell her not to smoke while driving for the next couple weeks, all right?
Exactly.
1-800-330-9999. What did your dog eat? That moment when you realize that your dog ate something that's probably going to require a trip to the vet. And let's be honest, every time you got to go to the vet, it is never cheap.
$1,500 the other night for Baxi to stay over. We don't even know what he ate.
Right.
He went into shock. It was scary.
Yeah, my dog was throwing up meatballs. I gave her meatballs. I thought I was being like a really nice owner and being like loving her and giving her a treat. And
That time you gave her the Korean short ribs.
Yeah.
Also not a good idea.
Yeah. It turns out they're too fatty for dogs. I learned that the hard way about with a $970 bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. Chest x-ray, stomach x-ray. You're good.
Good morning. It's Anna. That's Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What did your dog eat that they shouldn't have? Hey, Anna and Raven.
Oh, what did my dog eat? Oh, it was a good one. We had a German Shepherd at the time, and he was a counter surfer, just loved to get on into everything.
Mm.
Well, me and my wife went out, and we come back, and he got the Halloween candy, the whole bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
And somehow my wife knew how much candy was in the bowl. It was 75 pieces.
How does she know that?
Halloween candy.
New bag.
So I'm looking at the dog. I'm looking at my wife. I go, do we take it to the vet? What do? My wife takes a teaspoon of peroxide and shoves it down the dog's throat.
Oh, blood.
And I took him outside, and he was throwing up on one side, and Halloween candy was shooting out the other.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
I like the picture.
I'll never forget that.
I can visualize it.
I like it still in the wrapper.
Oh.
Everything looks like a Baby Ruth now.
Oh, disgusting.
I look at Halloween candy now in a different way.
Right.
I can imagine.
Right. It's the worst holiday ever. Thank you for the call.
Maybe I should do that for my diet. It'll keep me away.
Shove a teaspoon of peroxide down your throat right now.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your dog eat?
My dog used to rip the underwear out. from steal into the laundry basket and rip our underwear
Why
out.
Why do they eat our underwear? Like, why do they like our underwear so much? I know, and this is so gross. It has
Don't say it.
Okay.
Don't you say it on this show.
Okay. But right. It's so nasty, right?
Only women's underwear.
Right.
Oh, the
and
worst.
They were laughed.
You find them all over the house.
Yeah,
I would find it in the backyard when I pooper scooped, and I could identify each child's underwear by the stars and stripes or flowers.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Right, the kids' underwear, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Yeah, I found a pair of my thongs hidden in my couch the other day.
Oh, good.
I was like, people must think that something weird goes on around this house.
Maybe Paul ate them, your husband. Right. Ann Raven, what'd your dog eat?
So I have a four-year-old daughter, and our dog's obsessed with chewing the hands off of all of her Barbies.
Oh, yeah.
Only the hands.
Yeah. No, that's normal. Yes. No. We've dealt with that before. Lila ate all of Hayden's Barbie's hands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, at the beginning, my dog Lila, too, when we first got her, she ate all of the Barbie's hands, and it was so creepy to look at the Barbie hand, like the Barbies, and they would just be missing their hands. And one of my girlfriends just texted me that her dog would eat the Barbie heads, and then all she would see is the hair coming out the other side.
I used to cut my sister's Barbie's hair, all right?
But
I don't know if I had a thing with pixie cuts or if I was just, you know, trying to be mean to my sister.
I think you were just being a mean brother.
But I would shorten it all. It always just seemed so much easier to me. I was like, now she can just get up and go.
Oh, good.
You know, I thought I was doing her a favor. My mom insisted I was not.
Right, you're not.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.